This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Weekend off of a really, really crazy week, certainly. Lots of hot opinions on what's happening with the Supreme Court and abortion and what it means in your area. Also, if we look overseas to Ukraine and the resistance they're putting up, but the horrible things that are happening there, a pool at that steel mill, this awful, as the Ukrainian military said it had reclaim some territory in the south and still pushing back Russian attacks in another area of the country that is hotly contested in the Donbass region. Mariupol seems to be ground zero, so to speak. My name is Kate Delaney, and thank you for joining our party, so to speak. Whether you've come here for the first time or you've been here many, many times, we absolutely have the red carpet rolled out for you. Coming up in this hour, we will hit the mailbag. That means lots of email because we get hundreds of email, it seems, a day with plenty of opinions on not just what's happening with the Supreme Court and the leak and abortion and, in fact, the Senate talking about voting on a bill that would make Roe law, but some other things that come into play as well. So as we start here right from the top, I have to go with weather. Boy, it has been another wicked week here in the United States for so many people that live in Tornado Alley. But the thing is, describing Tornado Alley anymore is a lot more difficult than it used to be. You know, you would look to the heartland and you knew, okay, we know in Kansas you get tornadoes and there's always that possibility in Nebraska and other parts of the Midwest. But now it seems that that has spread. In Kansas, however, earlier in the week, there was a shocking tornado. I say shocking because even though you know what a tornado is capable of, and you see the footage of it, until you actually experience something like that and you see it firsthand, the overwhelming amount of damage that it causes and how frighteningly close it comes to killing so many people, I am astounded more people in this last one didn't die, that it didn't kill people, especially in that Andover tornado, because I've seen every angle it seems possible from all kinds of footage that's out there, and how long this was on the ground and how many homes were destroyed and the incredible, extraordinary force even just caught on camera is so surprising to me that there weren't these horrible reports of massive amounts of deaths. That's the good news. There were people injured. In fact, at least three people were injured in Texas with the massive tornado damage there and in Oklahoma because storms also came through Wednesday and Thursday. So those tornadoes were spawned. There was hail. There was flooding in a bunch of states. The injuries were in a place called Lockett, Texas. And what happened was that there were power transmission lines that were bent on their sides. Trees were ripped apart like they were pieces of celery that you were just chopping up. Homes completely shattered. And this structural damage to this town. And Lockett is, I've been through Lockett. Lockett is on the Oklahoma border. It's about 50 miles northwest of Wichita Falls. And Wichita Falls is a place where the Dallas Cowboys used to, a long time ago, do their training camp. For a few years they did it there. So just to give you an idea of the place. the devastation and what happened in a town of about 7,000 people. Buildings completely gone. Houses completely gone. Just shattered. Windows blown out. Brick walls collapsed. Telephone poles down everywhere like they were toothpicks laying across the road. And then truck after truck after truck trying to get power to come back on, to try to restore power. And then it was about safety checks and racing around to make sure that everybody was accounted for. And unfortunately, it was tornadoes and there was flooding, and that prompted evacuations too. And in Arkansas, Thursday morning, people had to be evacuated near Fayetteville, pretty big area, homes, cars flooded, flash flood warnings all over the place. And you're talking about 85,000 people there, and you could take a canoe down a few of the streets. So needless to say, the good news is that people in those places and in Seminole, Oklahoma, took a terrible, terrible hit from a tornado, but we're not talking about a lot of people dying as a result of this. Because once something like that hits, you're so vulnerable. And we've talked about this before on the show. At what point do you say to yourself, how do we get some sort of a storm shelter? What do we do when this pops up? And even if there's a little bit of warning, it's not quite the same thing as a hurricane at all. And what if we can't take shelter? Where do we take shelter when we hear the alarms go off? What are we doing? And it's the plains, the Midwest, the South. Like I said, that Hurricane Alley has absolutely expanded. It's not one little area anymore, and it wasn't little to begin with, but one little swath, I'll call it, of the country. It's much, much bigger than that. Much, much bigger. In the meantime, the real lightning rod of words became earlier in the week what happened with conservative Justice Sam Alito, who now is being scrutinized and even criticized after his draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade leaked on Monday night. In fact, it was just a few hours before we jumped on the air, and what a firestorm that was set off, not just in Washington, but across the country. Alito has mostly taken a back seat to the more prominent people on the bench. I'll call them that. Clarence Thomas, for example. But now he's being hailed as the guy, the hero, by anti-abortion rights conservatives. And he's the villain by others who say he's driven by a personal political agenda. Because part of what's happened here is the leak, the leak, the leak. Where did that come from? It's not just a reaction to what will eventually become the Supreme Court ruling on the specific case that has led to now what will happen in overturning Roe v. Wade. So reaction is wide and far from coast to coast and everywhere in between. We're talking about it on the flip side, plus the Dow takes a nosedive. How bad? You'll find out.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
On the street, the Dow's worst day since 2020. The S&P 500, when you think of a basket of stocks and people say, well, I don't have very much money in the stock market, but I do have a 401k. Bingo, bingo. What's in that 401k? So your 401k would have taken a hit. That's absolutely for sure. Stock futures weren't even changed in the overnight trading on Thursday after we saw that big tumble. The Dow lost more than 1,000 points. And then you've got the NASDAQ composite, which is very tech-heavy. That fell about 5%. So both of them, their worst single-day drops since 2020. S&P 500 fell 3.56%. That's the second worst day of the year. And of course, this comes on the heels of the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, who talked about the rate increases that we saw on Wednesday and ruled out the prospect of larger rate hikes. But maybe there's a little relief in that. But there was also the shock of another drop. How could we not see it coming? That was talked about. And that's what happens with the market. The market reacts. And then you've got the April jobs report will be released on Friday morning, and economists that are looking, who are surveyed by the Dow Jones, expect employers adding 400,000 jobs to non-farm payrolls. That's down slightly from what March was, just slightly. And the unemployment rate is expected to fall to 3.5% in April, and that's down from 3.6% in March. So see, it's all about the numbers. You crunch the numbers and you crunch whatever the negative news is, and then that's what you get. But if you do have a 401k, if you're lucky enough to have a 401k and things are being matched and you have time, well, that's what the market is about. It's about patience. It's the long game, not the short game. Unfortunately, timing sometimes can be bad when people are getting ready to retire, et cetera. And you can look at different years, benchmark years, where people took big hits to 401ks because of what was happening in the market. And then there was the news, and this is the other thing that is being talked about in your backyard and mine. It has to be, right? You know, there were a lot of people when the whole idea of vaccines came out that didn't want to get vaccines. You might not be vaccinated. But there were also people, and I had definitely two friends like this, who said, I'm not getting Moderna. I'm not getting Pfizer. I'm hearing people are getting side effects. I want one shot. That's it. I want the J&J. So the FDA said on Thursday that they were limiting the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for adults. And why are they doing that? The reason is because of the risk of thrombosis. And because of that, that's what they said. I mean, this is the reason why they're doing it. There are certain exceptions to it when you're allergic to the others, but they determined that the risk is too high. So it's interesting because this is the shot that so many people wanted. Now, if there's not any access to anything else, then it's okay. But that doesn't make you feel comforted, I would think. About 7% of the people who have been vaccinated had the J&J shot. So 7% out of those that have been vaccinated. But this is another, I won't say it's a shocker, but it's another surprise in this COVID vaccination game. And it's big because lots and lots of people, I mean, look, in my world, two people just adamant that, hey, it was J&J for me or nothing. And I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till I get that J&J because that's what I want to get. I don't want to get the others. And it's interesting because while that's happening, I mean, listen, it is business whether the government is paying for you or not. Moderna in vaccine sales, just take a guess as to how much money Moderna made. Moderna's first quarter vaccine sales more than tripled over the same period last year when they reported $1.7 billion in sales. So the biotech company reported $3.66 billion, with a B, in net income for the quarter. That's where you get your three-fold increase. And look, they've got the full-year guidance of the $21 billion in COVID vaccine sales. So this is the shot that so many people have gotten. I mean, certainly Pfizer's in that game too. And what does the rest of 22 look like? The CFO said there's uncertainty as far as sales guidance is concerned, because it's not just the United States, it's other countries. The CEO of the company said Moderna expects strong vaccine sales in the second half of the year because governments are ordering more shots to get ready for fall campaigns. And then they expect to get regulatory approval in the summer for a redesigned vaccine that targets the mutations on the Omicron variant, which is what we're concerned about, in addition to the original strain that emerged in Wuhan, China in 2019. The virus is mutating more and more, and it becomes more infectious. More people are getting COVID-19. and there's a waning immunity. So this is going to be where their focus is. And their cash piles, what they call it, grew to $19.3 billion as of late March. And there's opportunity all over the place. Sadly, it's the fates and fortunes of what happens in modern life, and the curveball of the pandemic raised Moderna's profile, and the biotech company, you know, had application after application, and we know where all of that's gone, versus what I said about J&J and so many people wanting the one shot, and then look ultimately what happened there. The opinions on Roe v. Wade being overturned. Former Vice President Mike Pence was at a big, big event where he let the crowd know what he thought. And he said, this is a win for the sanctity of life, American people beginning a new life, that it's beyond politics. And having been involved in the cause of the right to life for all of his adult life, politics is the least of his concerns. When he was asked about the leaked part of it, he said it's a historic opportunity to remind everybody of the sanctity of life. And there were definitely people that were at the event who were thrilled to hear the former VP say that, but then there were protesters who were outside of the event knowing that Mike Pence was going to address it and is definitely pro-life. Then, on the Hill, it was the same thing. You had a New York Democrat who gave a fiery speech about what happened with the Supreme Court and said, I would like to speak to America's men. And that would be Kirsten Gillibrand, who took aim at the draft opinion that was leaked and said, imagine you do not have authority over your own body for 10 months. Imagine if that decision-making would be taken away, even if you would die in childbirth, even if you couldn't decide who you're having children with, even if you couldn't decide when you were having that child. I don't think a man in America could actually imagine not having control of his body, his bodily functions, what happens to him, and what life would be like for 10 months. We're not done with these opinions, because this opinion from the Supreme Court is not even out for weeks, but overturned, that would be overturning 50 years of Roe v. Wade.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks take a nosedive after the best day since 2020. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,063 points to close at 32,997. The sharp drop comes one day after a rally on Wednesday following the Fed Reserve's announcement that it was going to raise interest rates. As far as inflation and supply chain issues that are still affecting everything, Former Home Depot and Chrysler head Bob Nardelli has some ideas to help.
Let's get the port resolved, the port issues resolved. We've got hundreds of container ships.
At least three people are dead who were stabbed to death in Tel Aviv, Israel, after a possible terrorist attack. Police are still looking for the suspect. The attack comes 1 month after another terrorist attack in the city. USA Radio News. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is touring tornado damage. A charter school in the town of Seminole took a direct hit.
There was a nice shelter there, and then when they came out, the whole roof was destroyed and all the outbuildings were turned over.
Seminole is about 50 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. It was hit with its third tornado of the week. Overnight storms damaged two schools, a marijuana farm, and other buildings. There was flooding, but the governor says there are no reports of serious injuries. The co-inventor of the implantable defibrillator has passed away.
Dr. Martin Mower, a former Maryland-based cardiologist who helped invent an automatic implantable defibrillator, has died at the age of 89. Mower and Dr. Michael Mirowski began working in 1969 on developing the miniature defibrillator.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
We didn't have to dig very far, as you can imagine. Thanks to all of you who, by the way, send me your thoughts on anything and everything. Absolutely. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. So this from Hal. He says, hi, Kate. I've been emailing you a bunch lately, if you've noticed. Boy, there sure is a lot of things that get my goat. This latest one, Roe v. Wade, the thing that not enough people, I think, are talking about is forget the hot-button issue, which is a big one, and I've already sounded off on that, but the leak. What's with the Supreme Court leak on one of the biggest cases that you can imagine in modern times because of how polarizing it is? It's more than appalling and shocking. I mean, yeah, humans do things like feed stories that might be flattering to them to people in the media, but I am very surprised by this. Very, very, very surprised. Where does this lead us? What road do we go down as to how this could have possibly been leaked to Politico? I would think that this is something that absolutely needs to be tracked down. You know, it is interesting because you do, you know, where did this, how did Alito's draft end up in Politico? Well, look, it's authentic. The court confirmed the authenticity of the draft opinion. But they said it wasn't the final, and it didn't reflect the final position of any member of the court, pretty much saying, yeah, that's it, but it's the rough draft. And where do you think it came from? How do you think Politico got that? I mean, look, it was penned by Alito, and it was published by Politico. So look around, and who are the people that are close to the people on the court? How did that, you know, get there? And if the person or people behind the leak think that it affects the Supreme Court, Chief Justice John Roberts said that it's appalling, but he said one bad apple isn't going to change people's perceptions of the highest court and the workforce, that anybody who thinks that this will change something, that will affect what they do, they're foolish. So he was speaking at a meeting of lawyers and judges while the court's on this brief recess. The justices meet together again during their closed-door conference in Washington on May 12th. So you can bet there's been plenty of conversation about that. You listen, how do half of these huge game-changer things leak? I mean, somebody leaked it, obviously, close to the court. Somebody working with the court. Somehow, that's what got out. I mean, there is the push to track where it came from, but I don't know that we will really ever completely know that. Anonymous source, Politico, I mean, they're not naming names, but it is stunning, right? It is. So the question does become, I mean, you're right. Obviously, there's so much more to this, and people care more about what this ruling is going to be. But does that Supreme Court draft being leaked, does it damage the credibility of the court? I mean, do you think it damages it or not? I think that Roberts is right, because you can just point to, well, that's one idiot, that's one scenario, and that's it, and you move on. Of course, the risk is the security. I mean, they've got now increased security, supposedly, as a result of this. And they've got increased security around the building. They have an 8-foot fence now around the building. All entry points are blocked. There's more officers on patrol. It kind of looks like after the January 6th attack on the Capitol, to be honest. And now, because of the threats of violence, because of this draft and majority opinion being pushed out, suggesting that the high court's going to overturn Roe v. Wade, having that leaked, that's changed the game. So it's also changed it from that perspective, because the risk is obviously very real. Even Alito canceled a scheduled appearance in Nashville, and some of the other justices are cutting back on public events because it's going to draw people, protesters, and draw crowds, and maybe some nuts. I mean, who knows? So that's the other side of this. So what is the mystery, and where does that leak come from, and how do they track it down? We'll see. I think the focus is shifting very much toward the toward what actually is going to happen with that decision. All right, then we move on to this one from Josephine, who says, Kate, I know you're a sports person, and I wondered if you were a fan of lefties. I like golf, and so does my husband. I've heard you talk about it before. And did you read the story that he was a big gambler and he lost more than $40 million in between 2010 and 2014? Yeah, that was a very big story, wasn't it? And that wasn't leaked. That was part of a biography that's coming out about Mickelson. And it's unauthorized, but yes, $40 million. Now, give or take a few nickels here or there. He is a huge sports fan and a huge gambler. I'm not surprised by that. Maybe the amount of money, but when you make way more money than that, $40 million, what's $40 million when you have, I don't know, $300 million? Because I don't know his exact worth, but I know he has a lot of money, and he likes to gamble. So I'm not completely shocked by that, but that is, boy, that is a lot, though, isn't it? It is a lot. Just even endorsements. How much does he get in endorsements? I think I saw something somewhere where he, in 2012, just in 2012 alone, he made more than $48 million. And and in prize money is one thing, but then it's in everything else. How much you get up front, and there's events they go to. Like he's gone to events where he's received $30 million up front and has to appear in every night of events, like eight events that are part of this LIV Golf Invitational Series. And then the tournaments offer $20 million in prize money with $5 million for team play. So that Golf Invitational Series, that's June 9th through 11th outside of London. Think of that money. You get $30 million up front and you go to these eight events. And then there's also that prize money. Do the math on that. So that would cover those debts. I don't think he likes having that out there, though. I mean, I could be wrong. I've talked to him only a few times at golf events that I've been to where I did those quickie off-the-cuff interviews with other people that were there covering the tournament. And this is very nice and jokes with the media and everything and is lighthearted. But I'm sure he didn't like maybe having that number out there. But people know that's his deal. We go to this from Wade, who says, do you think these Washington people are aware, as much as they criticize other people for being together and being at super spreader events, that they're at their own super spreader events, Kate? Look at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Do you think that there's going to be an outbreak of coronavirus infections? I'm going to bet that's already started to happen. Well, I'm going to tell you that your bet is right. There are people that are now talking about that some of the people that went to the correspondents' dinner were tested positive. So some of them are the correspondents, like Jonathan Carl, who's on ABC. There's one. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he's another one. He's vaccinated. He's at home, but he's got mild symptoms. He's quarantining. And think about who he sat next to. Jonathan Carl sat near, or right next to, Kim Kardashian and her boyfriend, who's on Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson. He also shook hands with Biden, who limited his time in the ballroom, but definitely shook hands with him. This could be a super spreader event. Unfortunately, what we're seeing with this new strain is how fast it spreads. The usually positive news, although there's more hospitalizations, I've been talking about it this week, is its symptoms and then people test positive and then they're quarantining. And it's not putting them in the hospital. For the most part, it really, you can't say that it's the other, like Delta was, but, you know, it's a mystery. We're looking at where it heads all the time. I mean, look at the blood clotting thing from J&J, from Johnson & Johnson, that, hey, you know, if you don't have to get this, you're not getting it, because here's your other options, unless, boom, 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 these few things. So, some of these, somebody has it, somebody goes, well, you know, your guess is as good as mine. And then you're indoors, which was the situation with the correspondents' dinner. This one is from Mark. Kate, wow, property taxes. People are starting to get their property taxes in the mail. And I don't know about all of your listeners, but I cannot believe how high our property taxes are. And that's because of the outrageous spike in home prices. And I don't know how any of us are going to be able to afford to live if they keep going up, up, up. So maybe this interest rate hikes, as much as I think they're nasty for other parts of our life like car loans, it might be a good thing to cool off the housing market. It's interesting you say that about property taxes, because I just saw in the Washington Post that property taxes rose.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Beyond our borders, I know there's people listening in other countries. Do you know how to drive a stick? Do you know how to drive a manual? You know, they're harder to get. I have an interesting story to tell you about my life and driving a manual car, a couple manual cars. But nothing like a man who bought a $700,000 Ford GT and then smashed it before he even left his own neighborhood. Smashed it into a palm tree. How is that possible? Well, he said he's unfamiliar with a manual transmission. He didn't know how to drive it, but he thought, well, maybe I'll learn on the fly in my $700,000 car. Dude, the ultimate mic drop. And the word is on Reddit anyway, he had a suspended license, no insurance, and he did claim he didn't know how to drive a stick. So he's got all this do-re-mi. He buys this sweet car. It's gorgeous. Look it up on whatever search engine you have. I'm sure that story's out all over the place. Because Ford only did a limited number of the GT Heritage Edition cars in 2006. A little under 350. That's rare. And it was that blue, epic orange color scheme, iconic. It makes it even more rare and valuable. Four white rundles on the body, which allowed owners to place their favorite racing number on the car in homage to the Ford GT40 race car. It came with a 5.4 liter V8 engine, 550 horsepower, 500 torque, right? So he's got this sweet car, the supercar that people are fascinated by, and crashes it. So here's my story about, it's heartbreaking to see it. It is. The damage is nasty. Someone could fix it. I mean, how much is it going to cost to fix it up? It's going to cost a bunch because it's just ripped to shreds in the front of this car. And no insurance, so it's going to cost a lot. I had a car. Here's what happened. I was living in California, and I was at a charity event. Somebody asked me. I was on the radio and television. Somebody asked me if I would be part of this charity event at the YMCA, and I love the YMCA for what they did for kids and all of that. And of course, I said I would be part of it. And I left a purse underneath something in the kitchen. They said, oh, it'll be fine here. And somebody got into it, and they stole my car. And I can't even remember what I had at the time. It wasn't a junker, but it wasn't something that, it wasn't this car. And it got stolen. And then they found it, and it was kind of tore up. So we totaled it, and then I went looking for cars, and I wanted a used car, and I decided I wanted a stick because I like the way it felt in manual cars, but I'd never really driven one. And I got in at the dealership because I knew the dealer, and he said, "Do you know how to drive a stick?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, I'll teach you." And he just told me, "Go like this, go like that." Okay, so we just drove around a little bit, and he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "I want it." And he said, "Do you think you're going to be okay to drive this?" And I said, "Sure." I had no idea how to drive it. I drove it off the lot, and I just taught myself how to drive it. But I knew the basics of it, right? And you always know where the brake is. So I did. I learned on the fly, but not like this idiot. I didn't smash into any palm trees. I didn't do any of that. I didn't make anyone around me nervous. And I wasn't like this 50-year-old Robert Guarini who claimed to have lost control of the car while downshifting. I didn't have that happen. I suppose it might have been risky in a way because I wasn't familiar with it, but I wasn't completely unfamiliar because, after all, I had that brief lesson there in the car lot, and I love that car, and I love, love, love driving a manual car. I love the stick shift, the whole thing of the stick shift. And I finally gave it up when I exchanged a car maybe 3 years ago, and it was a hard decision because you really can't find a lot of manuals anymore. And so now I don't. I drive an automatic, but I love the years of driving the stick, and I still like to rent them if I can find them when I go places, but even that's much more difficult. So what a perfect mic drop. Duh. Hello, Mr. Florida Ford GT owner. And that was a beautiful car. And so, of course, the neighbors all run out and they're all taking pictures and videos of it. Do you know what happened here? I think so. The airbags went off. The car was just completely disabled. And he didn't have that insurance, right? There is a lesson to this. It's probably smart to practice at least a few times before you get a car like this one and you put yourself in that situation. It'd be interesting to take a poll how many people prefer the manual to the automatic. And of course, the manual is a gas saver, too, when we talk about when gas is on the rise. But producing new ones, no. And now the conversation is all, as all of you know, is about where are we headed with electric. Electric, 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 electric. Yeah. Okay, it wasn't about shifting. It was about losing part of a wing during turbulence. I happened to see this story about a flight where, an American flight, where the right winglet fell off on Tuesday because they were dealing with moderate to severe turbulence at 36,000 feet, at least that's according to the pilot's report, because, of course, that's what they file. Winglets are the extension of the wingtip. They reduce drag and boost fuel efficiency. If you've ever sat on the wing, you know exactly what they are. You've seen them. And they also help pilots with cruising range. This plane departed Charleston International Airport around 6 p.m. Then there was an urgent message that was delivered to the Birmingham airport stating that the plane had lost part of the wing. They were forced to make an unplanned landing at Birmingham airport before 7 p.m. The plane taxied to the gate under its own power, and then when it got there, they took it out of commission, of course, because it had to be evaluated, the maintenance, that whole thing. And then the people on the flight were transferred to another plane. There wasn't emergency responders, or no, there was emergency responders. That's what they always do no matter what when that happens. They met the passengers and crew on the tarmac. No one was injured. And did they have any, were they under serious danger during the flight? And they didn't talk about that. They went on to their journey to Dallas. I've been on that flight from Charleston to Dallas, and the flight, that's what they said, the flight was diverted because of possible mechanical issue. It would be, I think it's always scary when you're on a plane and you have an unscheduled landing. We're going to make an unscheduled landing, ladies and gentlemen. No reason to panic, whatever they say. And planes can fly without winglets, as I understand from pilots. But without them, the plane has to deal with more of a drag and can't fly as easily. So the good news for the people on that flight is that they could land the way they landed. But pretty scary then when you read the details afterwards, like, whoa, part of the plane fell off. It did. It fell off. And here we are making this landing and getting on another flight to make it to the final destination. Music Means, it's time to exit for this hour anyway. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Thanks to my pal Alex for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.